Apollo finds love behind bars, and we're not talking about a man, or is she a man? We'll find out on Roja. Nick Cannon has a new baby mother, and did Bobby Christina get murdered by Nick Gordon? Black Hollywood Live Reality Check starts now.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
Look! You got it fixed.
Look! I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram,
you pay!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
What's up, everybody? I am your host, Ashley Gray. I'm joined in studio by DJ Jesse Janity. And we have a special guest.
Hey!
What up, Coach?
What's
on
up?
The couch, kicking into them greens, collard greens.
I like that.
Speaking of all them greens and collard greens and mac bones, happy Thanksgiving. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, Turkey Day. What you gonna cook? Do you cook?
You know what? Yeah, we're going to do it different this time. We normally do like seafood, so I'll probably do like a paella, you know, with some crab.
Really? This don't sound like no ethnic things.
I'm over the ethnic thing.
Where are you from?
I've done that a lot. I'm from Los Angeles originally. I live in Virginia now.
So is Virginia what like has made the whole seafood thing all of a sudden?
Not really. I think it was just something me and my wife talked about. Yo, let's try something different.
Yeah.
So last year we had, you always have the turkey, the dressing.
Absolutely.
You know, greens, beans, potatoes.
Yes.
But see, my wife is almost like a vegan now. So she don't eat
meat,
help so I can't do all that anyway. So we try to keep it to the seafood.
I see. Well, God bless America.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to join you next year because I'm trying to go vegan. Well, not vegan.
I'm going to give it one more year.
Almost there.
I need like my yams and my baked macaroni and cheese, not with no freaking Cheetos on top of it. This dude, so.
Never have I put Cheetos on mac
and
cheese.
Okay, but you said Cheez-Its.
Have you ever used breadcrumbs?
That don't sound bad.
If you crumble them correctly, she hating on it. Mm-hmm. Until you have some. I'm
going
to save you some actually for next Sunday.
I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just go with my traditional baked
salt and pepper.
That's what white people do.
Well, I don't know what you
salt and pepper.
Girl, I don't put salt and pepper in mine.
She seasons hers. Mm. Okay, with some Lori's. Yeah,
that's the way to go.
Well, let's jump right into it. Mariah Carey moving on from James Packard. It's rumored that she is now dating her backup dancer.
Wait, what?
Yes, honey. Yes.
All of a sudden she into something new.
Well, Nick Cannon has been into something new and getting a baby out of it, so, So his name is Brian Tanaka. He is one of Mariah Carey's backup dancers, and the billionaire, her ex-fiance, is really upset about this, and I would be too, because for one, Mariah Carey says, no, I will not give back that engagement ring. Do you think that she is right or in the right for not giving back the ring?
I think it's petty because it's like, why do you want a ring from somebody that you don't want to marry? Yeah. But then at the same time, when you have that much coin, it's like, really, you want a ring back? Like, I don't know. You're married, so how do you feel?
I mean, first of all, I don't know Nick Cannon like that or whoever.
Mariah is getting married. Was going to get married to this billionaire.
Money, coins,
and they ended up breaking up because he wanted a prenup, and it was like this crazy prenup of like she thought it was tacky, like she was.
It was.
What do you feel about prenups? Because we have that conversation here often.
I don't believe in it. I don't do it. I mean, if you found a person that you're going to be with and you really love and trust that person, then you just go all the way.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Well, they were spotted at the LA's new hotspot, Catch, and they were also spotted at Barry's Cafe. And
I was like, there's two Catches in LA. They were at that other Catch with the fried
not
chicken.
That one.
Okay.
But there is also a video that reportedly shows Carrie and this new fling, Brian Tanaka. Brian was giving her a lap dance and all of this. But, I mean, hey, I don't really know how to feel about this. I just think that Mariah needs to just bring it back
a little bit. She needed a rebound. It's like what they do. Like, J-Lo left Mark, and then she got with Casper. It's like, and she needed some young D.
I guess. He's 29.
Sure.
He's old enough to know that this is going to be a come up for him. So he's like, okay, let me just ride this wave. He doesn't really. He's not really into her.
Speaking of D, Orlando Brown was on a radio interview talking about That's So Raven 2. And when they questioned him, how do you feel that you got replaced and you won't be Raven's love interest? He said, you know, I just feel like Raven is doing the best for her, but I just low-key feel like she just this whole time has just been running from the D.
First of all, isn't she gay?
I mean, that's
so
unlike...
she does not want you. Second of all, it wasn't, it, they were not love. That wasn't her love interest. That was her best friend,
right,
from what I recall. And three, did you see the hashtag, we want the crackhead? Talking about they really wanted, or you know, the shade room. They're hilarious. So under that story in the comment section, everyone was like, no, we want the crackhead.
That's, I mean, I support them. I mean, here's my thing. If you're going to bring a show back, bring them all back.
Give him a chance. Just give him a chance.
But what, he does some crack tendency things on the show. I mean, like,
it'll make for good
Disney
TV.
Channel.
I mean, but come on, Raven Simone has said some really crazy stuff on The View, and we have forgiven her, and we are willing to give her another chance.
A drug addict.
We don't know what she
does. She hasn't disappeared from the world for, like, months, and then all of a sudden popped back like, hey.
But you know what? Being a child celebrity is really difficult. That's been proven by so many people. So maybe that he needs this opportunity.
This bitch rashes on every person we talk about. You going to get Orlando Brown?
We want the crackhead. Bring the crackhead.
She's going to reach back to her childhood memories. She like, and bring Clarissa Explains It Out back to
him. Oh my gosh, that was my favorite. That's like on my Plenty of Fish profile. I love the 90s classics. Find me.
You're that girl.
Moving right along. Apollo is engaged while in prison. No, it's not to a man. But I thought so.
A man?
See? She's just everyone.
I'm
just
a little petty. I'm a little petty. But
you might as well just give her your shades.
I thought he was a little... I did. Isn't this how they met Phaedra and Apollo in jail? So he's doing it again. This is just like what he does. He finds these pathetic women.
And that was quick, too.
Pathetic women.
The divorce literally just finalized.
Less than 2 weeks ago. Less than 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy.
But they've been saying that she's been dating for 3 years.
2 years. Oh. Yeah, so he was cheating on Phaedra. I think. Why are you going to do that to the kids?
She probably knew
the
it,
the kids, though. But she shouted him out on Instagram, happy birthday to my boo, the hardest working man in jail, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that's real cute. Support. but the real tea is this just for a storyline? Because it's a rumor. No, it's not a rumor. She has been shooting for Roja.
Stop.
Yes.
Producers are so messy.
I think this is all for a storyline, and it has not been, she has not been identified, but they're saying, like, yeah, she has shot a couple of scenes for Roja. He has 8 years. How many years has it been so far?
One?
Yeah, about to say it's been a year.
Yeah, I think maybe we might be coming up on one.
Fraud.
He's in there with one of my, with my best friend from.
They probably be doing it.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
I don't know what kind of... Girl, you watch too much Oz. all right, so speaking of Roja, Candy just did an interview too. So I don't know if you saw this, but on the show, Mama Joyce came out and she said that she feels that Phaedra should be locked up with Apollo.
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely, 100%. There is no way that you are married to a man and you do not know what's going on in his daily life. He was committing fraud. Honey, bitch, where the money coming from? You don't work. That little booty bounce video was a flop, literally. So where is this money coming from? Yeah, she needs to be locked up too. But Phaedra was playing it smart. I mean, she's a lawyer from what she tells us. I don't know.
Oh, well. She said it. She should be in jail with Apollo. So Phaedra took to her blog and said, it's so unfortunate that she's looking for all this attention this late in her life. When Candy had to say, well, that's cute that she wanted to write that in her blog, but she would never say it to my mama's face because Mama Joyce would her across the table.
Well, you know, I'm not a fan of putting hands on nobody, but you got to do what you got to do, I guess, Mama Joyce. I mean, I feel like older women get a pass.
What? First of all, girl, older you are. If I see two old women fighting, I'm like, girl.
It's like a grandma.
You too old for this.
Yeah, pop you a bit. No. It's like a little grandma pop.
Mm-mm.
That's all. Anyway, I agree with her. I really feel like Phaedra needs to be locked up. They won't let me out. QAcon. So what do you feel about this?
Do you watch Real Housewives ever?
I watch it. I mean, I agree with you as far as, like, you had to know something.
Yeah.
But it ain't none of my business, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not...
Take the high road. I see you, brother. Would you ever do a reality show like that?
Nah.
Love and Hip Hop?
Nah. You know what? I think that destroys your marriage. It destroys a lot of stuff.
It sure does.
Look at them. Look at all these. Look at all these dissolved marriages.
Yes, dissolved.
Great. I'm just
saying. Yes, dissolved.
All right, so speaking of dissolving, the game looked like he might be, because I don't know if you heard about this. Were you friends with the game? You got him on one of your tracks,
He
right?
featured on one of your tracks.
Good thing you got that feature, because he probably going to be charging some more, because he lost his court case to Miss Priscilla Rainey. Did you see his reality show?
Dissolving. Yeah, I watched that. I liked that show.
Was he a little touchy?
I liked it at first, and then it was just kind of like...
It became like I was watching like a... What's going on, JC?
I would have preferred actually just watching a reality show with him. Like, because his mom and his grandmother were really interesting than seeing him with his friends. But then, so here's the thing. So this girl, Priscilla, who was on the show, remember her, the crazy girl?
Yeah, I remember.
So this girl said that he was rubbing on her bare vagina, her ass.
It's not funny. I'm so sorry.
Not, that is rude, SBU.
I'm so rude.
So she felt like she had to leave the show. But mind you, she stayed until she got kicked off. Then afterwards said that he had sexually molested her. So he denied it this whole time, didn't show up to his court case. And then now, a few days ago, the jury came out in favor of her. The amount of damages has not been claimed yet, because she was trying to go after $10 million. So yeah. I think it'll be cut in half. I don't think she's getting
it. Still, $5 million is so much money, and that
I don't even think she'll get $5 million.
I just feel like you still have to question.
I don't think she should get another.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the situation, but I mean, obviously, you know, you have these big artists all the time, and people trying to take advantage of that situation. You seen her on the camera, kind of clingy.
If it was any other girl on there, right. I would be like questioning.
Right, maybe.
And not because I get it. I do the SVU after show. Yeah. So like I get
she
it.
She was all over him, mad when other chicks was talking or looking at him, you know? So, you know, I don't know her, so I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, if a scary situation happened, girl, you know, I'm sorry for that, but we shouldn't be walking in certain places.
I question what evidence was presented that we didn't see, because obviously a judge...
In a jury
said that this is, yeah, we find you guilty. And I don't know if him not showing up to one of his court appearances had anything to do with it, but I really want to know when everything comes to public knowledge, like what exactly was presented, because
it could be caught on, there could be footage, and they would have to show that to the court.
That's like a major, normally cases like this, when we see like a really high profile individual, and then someone, and there's something like this, it normally goes in that person's favor.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And so this is really interesting to me, and I will admit that the girl seemed a little off, but we still have to like look at all the facts.
But do you also look at it too? Like, I mean, so he was doing the man print thing with his underwear, but then if you read the hashtags on it, though, it was like really explicit.
They
were really explicit, and he wants to write a sex novel, like he's into all that kind of stuff. So it came to, you know, if you read those hashtags and then you in court for rubbing on a girl's vagina, mm-hmm. and you hashtag in rubbing on your clit, like,
yes, it's just kind of like, I just feel like that's not gonna help you.
Yeah, like that's not,
like reading those hashtags, I couldn't get through all of them. I'm like, this isn't for me, like I'm not, this is like soft porn. Like I feel like people were just like, yeah, like some people were like, yes, and I'm like, no.
See, I read it, and then I'm just sitting there thinking like, wait, so the game was literally just on his phone, like,
yes,
yeah, and then I'm gonna rub,
and then
your
is the phone clean
here.
Because what were you doing before you read all that? It seemed like you was in the mood,
like,
so it's kind of
like just on set, like,
oh god, yes, I will do this and I will do that. I'm like, I don't want you to,
like, was your daughter there, like, and you was just at the mall, like at the dog
yeah,
park,
were you at
just
church,
like, you know what? I'm just kidding.
So Nick Cannon obviously was doing all that and more, but it was willingly. Brittany Bell is his new baby mother, and I have a couple of fun facts about her, because I was really interested in the relationship with him and Chili. Turns out,
yeah, that was quick.
I loved him with Chili. She is just such a sweetheart, and I really feel like she deserves the best. And then maybe 3 weeks ago, Christina Milian was just on the Wendy Williams show. Like, I don't know, maybe, you know, something with me and Nick could possibly happen. So I know that we mentioned this last week, but I really want to talk about who Brittany Bell is. She actually is an actress, and she has a BA in broadcast journalism. So she's a very smart girl, and she...
I mean, clearly, she got pregnant by Nick Cannon.
She's 29 and pregnant, so... I guess those Nick at Night coins will come a-flowing for her. Congratulations. She pulled a Black China.
2016. Find you a man with coin.
Yes! Moving on.
Speaking of Black China, did y'all see her snapback?
Oh.
Her stomach after having that baby. I was like...
She back already?
I'm like, really?
I didn't see it.
What voodoo doctor did you go to?
I gotta go Google it.
They ain't got no waist trainer that does that.
Well, nope. You'll be surprised.
Girl, I'm telling you, like,
she just had the baby, like, last week.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, she got to get it together because, you know, they got to promote the show. Ain't nobody looking for no sloppy China.
Right.
Okay.
Right. You're pregnant now. Now we can't.
Okay, we're done. And we're going to need you to get yourself together because we tired of looking at that.
Come on over to my side. I'll get you on that Herbalife. I lost all that weight.
He was so fine back in the day. And then he just started eating everything in sight.
Girl, I mean, when the TLC story, was it Lifetime story, comes out on the Kardashians, we're going to find out why he was depressed.
Oh. Well, I know that this is not a part. This is part of the Reality X and Reality Check, so I'll stop there. But anyway, Nick Gordon, did he kill Bobby Christina? He was found legally responsible.
I still don't believe
it. And let me tell you, he is ordered to pay $36 million. Dollars
where
to Bobby Christina's exactly where he got that. Where I don't even know if he can give them $36 at this point.
Wow,
but the thing
I wonder if Whitney left anything to him.
Oh, that was her son.
Yeah, weird, awkward.
Well, my question to you all is, should he have been found, just in our opinion, guilty? Because the judge pretty much said that. You know, you were legally responsible for this death. You supplied her with what killed her. But I feel like you're an adult. You're a willing party. And it wasn't any type of coercion. So I don't know. I'm in the gray area of this situation.
Go ahead.
No, I just feel like, you know, unless he put a gun up to her head and say, put these pills down your throat.
Right.
You know, then he should go to jail or, you know, be charged for it. But other than that, I mean, she did that on her own will.
Whitney wasn't Whitney. Who is Ray J being charged for Whitney's death?
Right. Well,
you know, I mean, I would argue. You do, though. So what happened?
I have no idea.
Okay. That means he knows.
He was in Virginia.
I'm just like,
eating seafood.
Yeah, I was watching it from TV. I'm like, damn. Whitney?
You're leaving it out there?
I couldn't believe it.
You said, damn it, Wendy?
I couldn't believe it.
Is that what you said?
Now, Whitney.
Oh, yeah. I was like you were watching Wendy Williams.
Well, I feel so bad for him because literally his life pretty much financially is over. There's no way that, like, no one wants to see. So he can't, like, have a show and then bring in coins that way because no one is really going to want to support that show if they killed, like,
but I don't think people really believe that he is the murderer of Bobby Christina. I think that this is a situation where the Browns wanted money out of this whole situation. That's all it's been a lot about was the money.
But Bobby
situation.
Brown is the one who really pushed this, and he doesn't necessarily need the money.
No, he doesn't need.
Or
well,
does he?
You know, I don't know that, but I'd question.
He got like 8 kids. So.
I would question it. And my thing is, I feel like the reason this is getting blamed on him is because they wanted somebody to blame. They wanted someone to take responsibility for
right.
this. And there's money
really,
involved.
That's not
because
fair.
Typically, I feel that, again, like you said, a gun was not put up to her head. Like,
right.
this is something she was right. out here what doing. Like.
Well, we're so sorry, Nick Gordon. There's nothing I can do for you but pray. And we're done. So, moving right along to
reality. Wait, before we get into Reality X and Reality Check. All right, I just want to play this music video.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Let's do it.
All right, Coach. So, you got this new album out called Game Point, available
yes,
on iTunes,
yes,
Apple
sir.
Music, everywhere, right? Why Game Point?
Because you know what? I've been trying to break into the industry for a long time, like from, you know, when I was 15 years old, and always came across somebody that was pulling me in another direction, or, you know, it didn't go the way I wanted it to go. So I figured this one right here, I said I'm going to create an album based on my whole life, like from when I started up until now, you know, so kind of like a book. And I want to name it Game Point because I feel like this is it. The next shot, this is my next shot. Mm. And I want it to be a successful shot. So that's why I say Game Point.
Now you have
one shot away.
A lot of collaborations too. So how do you go, like, as far as releasing your stuff, are you very specific with who you collaborate with? Because I know that, like, when you're putting a project out and you want it to really showcase yourself, it can kind of get sticky with some people. Like, no, I don't want any collaborations, or I just want it to be just myself. So how do you kind of go about that?
Because
I know right now you have your new song you have is out with Exhibit. You had one with The Game.
Yep.
DJ the Chicago Kid, we're going to play that. So how do you, and these are all huge people, so it's like, how do you choose who you want to work with?
I just you know, obviously I've been into music the whole time, and like Dub C was one of them. He was one of the ones that was on the first one, and like listening to him, I said, you know, I always wanted to do a song with Dub C back in the day. And then we get back to BJ Chicago Kid. I found out about BJ Chicago Kid through a mutual friend, and I started listening to his stuff. And I'm just really into real music, man.
So it's
just
more
reality
about a fan,
music.
Like you and you
kind of a fan,
respect.
Yeah. Like okay,
respect.
I like that, you know, and I can work with this guy, or he can, you know, I mean, I would love to work with this guy. So it's just kind of like that. I don't really pick and choose. Like I would do a song with any artist. I think I can get, you know, bring them to my level. I can stoop to their level, whatever it is, or climb to their level, and we can collaborate and make something perfect. So it don't even matter. I don't really look at it like that.
What do you see you bringing to the game in 2016? Well, let's say, actually, no, in 2017, were you going into 2017 that a lot of these other artists that are popping up aren't doing? Or what's different about your music and your sound and your
story? It's reality music. It's real music. You can understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
No, I love that you just said that, and I wanted to say, like, how do you feel hip hop has evolved over the years, or has not evolved?
Dissolved?
Yeah, because I feel like what you're saying is you put out real, authentic, genuine music that people can understand. Mm-hmm. And the bubblegum rap, that's catchy, but it's not truly, it's not saying anything. How do you feel like hip hop has evolved?
I don't knock it. You know, I used to be like, and to be truthful, I used to be like, man, I hate these whack rappers, man. These whack ass new dudes.
Like who?
I ain't gonna name no names. You hear it. You hear it on the radio just like I hear it. But anyway, I've kind of stepped back from that, and I look at it like they're artists, and I kind of try to find their story. You know what I mean? Like, let me see what they're talking about. So I respect it now. Right. I mean, it is what it is. You know, music, it has changed, you know, from the way it was with Ice Cube and, you know, N.W.A. and back in those days. And, you know, so you got to, it's just like Trump being the president. You got to deal with it.
Do you ever feel,
what's going on right now?
Do you ever feel inspired? Do you ever feel inspired to create, like, a political themed, like, lyrics or raps? Just like, because Tupac did a lot of that.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that. I've done a couple of them. I mean, they're on YouTube and all that stuff. But it wasn't, I didn't really, it was just something, I just wanted you to hear my message real quick.
Yeah.
You know, and try to put it out there. But I don't really get
not
too political.
Thing.
I don't, yeah.
Right.
All right, so I want to play this music video. It's called Ride Out featuring BJ the Chicago Kid. Tell us about the song.
This song right here is just one of them songs when you are stressed the fuck out, whether, you know, your girl was tripping or your dude been tripping or you just got a lot of shit on your mind and you just want to roll you some, just a fat ass ball of kush or something and get in your
and
car.
And you know you can do that now legally here in Los Angeles,
that's
California.
That's why I'm talking so freely about it. Prop 64, baby. Hello? But anyway, yeah, you roll it, you know, get in your car and just roll down PCH Highway or something, wherever you roll to and roll up and ride out. That's it. I mean, it exactly how it sounds is what it is.
Boom. Let's take a look at the video.
Oh, I like that core.
Roll up and ride. I don't really feel like doing shit today. Just ride. I'm just trying to roll getting up high. And ride. Sounds like a plan. Roll up and ride out.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to roll up and ride out. Just need to clear my mind a little bit. Tired of stressing all the stupid shit. Sometimes I need to roll up and ride out. I'm just trying to roll up and ride out. Just need to clear my mind a little bit. Tired of stressing all the stupid
I don't really
shit.
Want to do shit. I might get him a whip and just drift away. Roll a spliff, take a hit. Forget my job, I'ma call it quit. Mary Jane, I'ma call that bitch. We got a little bit of making up to do. Pacific Coast Highway, Malibu. Cruise control, me and you. Palm trees, ocean views. Dawn P, that special booze. That's all I drank, what did you think? That shit that I'm smoking, you know that it stinks. Switching lanes with that top gone. I'm in the streets, I'm not home. Won't answer the phone, cause I'm in the zone. I'm trying to get stoned, just leave me alone.
Yeah. I'm just trying to roll up and ride out. Just need to clear my mind a little bit. Tired of stressing all the stupid shit. Sometimes I need to roll up and ride up. Roll up and ride up. Take my mind off the stupid shit. Roll up and ride up. Roll up and ride up.
Roll up, ride out. I'm trying to clear my mind out. Can a coach get a little time out?
Live a little bit before I sign out. Hit the road, don't turn it back. White out road, I'm burning that. I'm rolling and smoking and doing my thing. Ain't thinking about nothing but staying in my lane. I needed a break, I was going insane. I feel like I've been through the storm and the rain. I picked up a package of potent to flame. That's all that I needed to relax my brain. Yeah.
Tired of stressing over stupid shit.
Sometimes you just gotta get away. Get away.
Hey, Coach Reaching BJ and the Chicago Kid, righto. Wait, okay, so are you from, where from California are you from?
Man, I grew up in Inglewood, I grew up in Compton, I grew up in Watts.
Okay,
because
the way you're spitting, I hear a little bay.
Yeah.
Who?
I hear a little bay, like, from the Bay Area. Like, I don't know, this is the way you were, the fastness
the delivery.
Yeah.
So I would say that it's definitely a West Coast vibe.
But yeah, the whole
vibe. Like, it's definitely a West Coast vibe. It put me in the mind. It's just, it's very soulful too. Mm-hmm. I really like, it's like a really good balance of like, super lyrical and...
Oh man, you got me.
Sorry. That beat was just popping.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like,
I was like, oh, okay.
Hey, that I'll smoke one to that. Sure will.
Yeah. That's really good. That. So I really, really love how soulful and just... Because I'm not really... I'm into the old school hip-hop. And I really love that about it. And I don't know.
The 90s
like,
feel.
Yes. Yep. Because this... I mean, I twerk a little something, this new stuff. You know how we go. But I'm like... But literally, just to be at home, and like I can vibe out to this because it's just... I don't know. It's something about the feel to it.
Easy going. Just laid back. Mm-hmm. Something everybody can relate to out here, especially.
Right.
Okay. All right. So now you have a remix out with Exhibit called Take Back.
Turn me back. Excuse me. And that's actually featuring Dimmerick also.
Yeah, so I just met Exhibit the other day.
Oh my gosh, I love
Exhibit. Super cool guy.
Yeah.
How did this remix come back, and why did you want to resurrect this song?
It was one of my favorite songs, man. It was one of the realest songs on the album, you know. And I think everybody can relate to it also, you know, no matter what culture or what color you are, you can always relate to somebody trying to pull you back when you feel like you're almost there. Mm-hmm. And you know, they just keep trying to pull you back, you know. So I wanted to bring it back, you know what I mean. I felt like it was a good message. I wanted to bring it back, but then the first beat was kind of turned up a little bit, which I loved, but then this one I wanted to kind of have not to just slow it down so they can really hear what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you feel any pressure to speak on like really important social matters, or not to be so explicit, or to be like a really great role model as a rapper? Because I know the game was, people were coming for the game because you're preaching one thing about how Black Lives Matter, but then you listen to his lyrics and this bitch that,
rubbing ball
that.
Pussy.
And I'm like, I don't know how to feel, because you seem like a really great person, but then I listen to your lyrics and I'm like, I can't support this because you just called me a bitch and this and that. And so how do you feel about that, like as a rapper, from your perspective?
I don't know. I've made songs that was almost holy, mm-hmm. you know, or that was almost, you know, totally out of my realm. But I feel like as artists, you feel different things on certain days. And as people, you feel different ways. Even preachers and whoever, teachers and whoever else, you know, they go home and curse, or, you know, you done said fuck or whatever before, or whatever it is, you know. So I think you can't really knock an artist for that. You know, you just feel different ways. I mean, on different days, you feel different ways.
What I think is really dope about you is, and I kind of think it's actually sad that I think this, because we're in a community where we're taught to, like, hide it. But I interview a lot of artists, and none of them will ever say, oh, I'm married, or my wife, and things like that. So was that something for you, like, I mean, as far as, like, you being proud of that? You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Was that ever like a struggle, like with managers and things like that? Because what I hear a lot is a lot of the managers being like, okay, that's cool, but like, don't talk about your relationship.
Oh, yeah, I've had that. You know, and that was one of the things that was pulling me back in the day, too. But I've had that where, you know, I've had publicists tell me, like, you know, do not talk about this in the public. You know, don't let these girls know you got a girlfriend or whatever, because then they're not going to buy your stuff. They're not going to come to your show. and I believed it, you know, when I did it, you know, I followed their instructions or whatever. But now, I've fucked so many chicks throughout, you know, my life,
right.
You know, or been with so many, not even necessarily just fucked them, but been with them so many and been around so many different chicks that it got boring. You know what I'm saying? And then when you find that one that you really, that's like your soulmate and y'all click, and I never accomplished nothing else when I was with those other females, and you accomplished everything when you were with this one. So there's obviously there's some kind of bond there.
Mm-hmm.
So
see,
you know,
that's a role model right there.
Yeah.
That is that you can openly talk about
right.
that, because in this industry, it's like, oh, you can only be cool if you wear these types of clothing. You talk about
right.
this kind of stuff, like the bitches and all that. But it's like hip hop. If you really think about where hip hop stemmed from, it's just talking about your personal life, your story.
Right.
And so I love that about you. All right, so now let's take a listen to this. This is called "Turn Me Back," the remix.
It's not the remix, I don't think. This is the original.
Oh, you got it. No, it's the exhibit, right?
That's the one. That's the original. The remix, I think, came out yesterday or something like that.
Oh, you got it.
Oh,
like
we might not. We might
like
not get that, Hunter.
It's out though. I mean, Hip Hop DX, or you can type in.
Boom.
It should be on. Yeah.
Just type in "Turn Me Back" remix.
Or all right,
SoundCloud. So he's gonna pull that up, okay. And we'll go out to that. So we play this game called Reality Check or Reality X.
Okay.
Explain it.
So basically, we just get headlines or any trending topics from this week, and then we either X them, as in we don't like it, this is some bull crap, or we check it, like we love it. So let me give you an example. So Kanye West, at a recent concert in Sacramento, we all know him, he's a reality star. Can't really much call him a rapper these days, you know? Kim Kardashian's husband, Kanye West, he went on this rant in Sacramento, because basically he's upset with Beyonce, and he literally stopped the concert and was like... He's upset with Beyonce because... Supposedly, Beyonce said that she'll only perform if she won Video of the Year over Kanye. And Kanye doesn't know this to be true. It's just a rumor. But she's just like, this is stupid. Like, people... He was like, but Beyonce's a good person, but this is just stupid. Like, blah, blah, blah. It's not like F being famous. He just went on this crazy just rant.
Yeah,
and I'm like, Kanye... No one is really taking you seriously, and you cannot come for the Beehive. Like, they will freaking...
Like, you out here, within a week, you have said that you would have voted Donald Trump.
Yes.
And then you shaded Lord Beyonce.
But didn't he think that George Bush didn't like black people? Yeah. So now, all of a sudden, you would have voted for a president
but
who has...
Now he got like, Kardashian coins, so, you know... Chris and them are like, let us teach you about being
Republican. But the Kardashians make all their money off of black men.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the corporate world. Not only do they make money off them,
I mean,
they make
that's how America was created, off the backs of black
people. They just out here with all the black dicks like, ching, ching,
so obviously they know what they're doing, and I'm doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm just going to reality X that. It's ridiculous. Like, Kanye, like, give your fans what they want. Put out some new music. Like, I just stop trying to be a fashion designer. Like, we love you as a rapper. I'm trying to go back to the Jesus Walk days. I've been saying this for the longest, but like, I used to be such a huge fan of Kanye West, and now I'm like, I don't even bother.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, I'm not for it. Ever since he had Stacey Dash in that video, I think that was like
the downfall.
The downfall. We didn't see it coming, but Stacey knew. Stacey, look, I'm about to get this brother. Okay? You coming with me. And look what happened. Okay?
Jesus.
2016.
The Hamilton cast over on Broadway, Vice President-elect Mike Pence was there. And as the show ended, he was about to walk out. The entire cast came out and asked him to stop and take a listen. They also told everybody to pull out their phones so this could go viral. They basically came out to say that we are a diverse cast, and they expressed their worries and what they would like for him to do once walking into office. Twitter took to that and created a hashtag about Mike Pence Broadway names, in which was,
was
entertaining.
The KKK King and I was really funny. Wait, it was KK King and I. Yeah, it was hilarious. So I was like, well, Mike Pence is one to keep our eyes on, folks, because a lot of things and policies that he stands for is not for us. It ain't for you. Just take a look. What do you think about that? Like, not necessarily the election. We're not going to even go there. But the fact that Hamilton cast took it upon themselves and they felt like it was important enough to make a stance and just let their voices be heard and address Mike Pence in the audience.
I don't even know who Mike Pence is.
Oh, he's the president-elect.
I haven't even been into all of it. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you know what?
Where I feel like it's the world going to go on. And I did vote. and, okay. and all that other good stuff. But okay. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Well, you know what? He is the vice president of the United States. Yes,
he's in 2017.
In 2017, but they've been making moves. They've been putting their cabinet in place. And honey, you need to know their names.
That's right.
Because it doesn't matter if you a black man with coins, a black man who ain't got coins, a white man with coins, a white man, you will be affected, unfortunately.
I'm nervous because I was nervous once Trump got elected, and then it's just like I keep seeing all these protests and all this anger.
Meh.
And what's that?
Nervous isn't the word that I'm paying attention and I'm putting myself in place to act. But I'm not nervous. I'm not going to let nobody get me nervous my panties in a bunch.
But see, my thing is, I'm not even nervous about who has been elected at this point now. I'm nervous about the country. Because the country, instead of saying, okay, how are we going to come together as a community, they're acting out in this angry way without... My thing is, it's fine if you really want to act out, but let's act out in a smart way. Not in a way that now they can say, well... Look how you're doing. Look what you're doing. Someone died. Someone died because of these protests. I don't want to give them fuel to the fire.
Yeah,
and
well,
I feel like that's what's happening right now. And it's going to get to a point where other people are now laughing at us because they're like, not only did you now elect this guy to be your president, but now your country's a mess because you don't want to follow him. You don't want to follow... You don't want to band together in a positive way. Like, the media is flipping everything and making... My mom called me thinking LA was in riots. I'm like, girl, I ain't seen
but
no,
the
I'm
media a- is supposed to flip it. I can't, right. like, I can blame the media all day long, but you know what? Like, I'm a part of the media. It's their job to manipulate the news. It's your job.
It is not their job.
It's their job.
The job is to report on the news, not manipulate it.
I understand that, but you have to think about where they're coming from. Their job as a business.
I get their coin.
Is a business.
It.
We're looking at it as a business. It's a business, and I get it. Your job is to educate yourself and not run with what the media gives you. So the media is doing their job. When we're up in here and we're delivering the news, we flip it however we want to. Like what I said, Apollo's gay and he's getting done up the butt in jail. I didn't have to say that, but I'm going to do it because it's funny. And this is called reality check, and it could be happening. But it's up to the viewers to be like, "That's not true." Like, let me research this.
Right.
Even
Girl,
though
I
this
know
is like,
researching.
I know, even though people are not researching this, but I'm saying like, it's not the media's job. Like, of course, you have to just find your outlet.
You literally just compared this shade ass show to a news outlet in which they are saying we are a respectable.
CNN is shady as F. Like, you got to do your research.
I mean, I get to Fox News.
I definitely follow CNN, but I also follow up.
Well, we know you ain't
stories.
Getting a job over at CNN.
I love CNN. Hire me.
Hey, guys.
Entertainment reporter. Moving right along, I want to play the song. The last reality check will be Chrissy Teigen wants to be Kim Kardashian's surrogate. Because, you know,
Why?
She's even been public with
Why
this. Kim Kardashian has really, she had two difficult pregnancies, both with North and Saint. So she is trying to figure out if she wants to just have a surrogate for the next one because she wants to have another child. And Chrissy Teigen was like, I don't do it. Honey.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, you might.
If you can have a child, I feel like have the child. If you can't have the child, then don't have the child. Like, why are you?
I'm pro surrogate because we all know Beyonce did it, even though she lied to us. Uh-huh.
That's probably where she got the idea from.
Right. I mean, but I'd rather have Martha Stewart do it than Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know about Martha Stewart.
I mean, somebody. I'd rather have Snoop Dogg. You know Snoop, our auntie.
I'll find me a vegan or something. I know Martha Stewart. I don't know what Martha be eating. I don't know what her...
Well, you know she be hanging out with Snoop, so she be smoking.
Well, then the baby will be medicated and healthy.
Hello. All right, let's get into this song right now. Turn Me Back featuring Exhibit. This is the remix.
No.
I'm just trying to chill and leave the trouble behind me. They won't stop pushing my button. It seems nigga where I go, trouble will find me. Trust me, I didn't change.
Can you
for
turn
nothing,
it up?
Swear to trying to turn me back to the old me. If for real, you don't want to do that. Lose control, you won't even know me. Unleash the beast and you'll be like, who that?
trying to be cool, trying to live life, trying to make better decisions so I can feel right. I'm just trying to have a peaceful sleep at night, but the streets keep calling me and niggas keep testing me. I'm trying not to let these motherfuckers get the best of me, but every time I go out, niggas wanna show out. Y'all will fuck around and make me bring that 44 out. Ooh. I'm not a killer, but don't push me, homie, no doubt. They trying to turn me back to the old me, but only if you knew my nigga, you don't know me. It's the reason why I changed, it's a good thing. I'm just trying to stay up in my lane and remain sane, but keep playing games and I'm gonna turn back the hands of time and show you how a nigga used to act. It's two things I don't play with, that's my family and my money, that's that cradle to the grave shit. Yeah, homie, this some real shit, believe me, just let me be, my nigga, it's that easy.
Nice. Now I see you over here vibing and you real into it. I'm interested to know, like, what emotion does this bring out while you're just sitting and listening to and, like, vibing out to your own music?
You know, listening to my own music still give me chills. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. It's just actually putting myself back into those situations that was pulling me back and thinking that I've you know, they've let go. You know, I'm free now. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So I can laugh at it. I can enjoy it and appreciate it.
So this evening, you're heading to the American Music Awards. Who are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
Everybody. Everybody. You know, I love all genres of music, so I'm just going to see a good show.
Who would you love to collaborate with?
Oh, man.
Like, you go into the American Music Awards, it's going to be everyone from, like, Taylor Swift, J-Lo, to, like, Snoop Dogg, like, anybody. Your pick of anybody in the industry.
Well, if it had to be anybody,
man. Who's the connect right now?
I would say Snoop. I think Snoop would be the next person I would want to collaborate with, man.
I can see, I can see that. The music for it.
And that's West Coast all day, so.
And it's funny, listening to that song, I totally could hear. Do you know Snub G's at all?
Never heard of it.
From Virginia? I totally could hear the Virginia, the LA, the blend.
The mixture.
Yep.
That's cool.
Totally, that song, just it all collabed right there. I just imagine myself smoking a blunt over in Virginia.
Now, I'm just being nosy. Now, what took you out? What took you? Because I'm from Ohio. So what? I was escaping the Midwest and you went to the Midwest. Why?
Man.
You ain't got to tell me. I'm just being nosy.
I'm telling you. No, it's fine. It's totally fine. My baby's my son's mother. You know what I mean? I had to get away from her. I did not just go around the corner. I had to get out of state, you know? I had to get back. So, and that was it. That's what drove me away from California.
What did Virginia give to you as far as an artist?
It just gave me more.
Peace of mind?
Yeah, definitely a peace of mind. I can think now, you know, so I can write and do all that type of stuff. But just a different experience, man. Just seeing a whole different place, in a whole different coast. It's more, they're more East Coast and kind of South. They got that whole twist. So, you know, coming from the West, you know, I was stuck in this one type of style, one boom, bap, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But out there, you listening to East Coast flows and people are really lyrical. So I got more into it. I found my lyrical side,
nice,
along with my West Coast, keeping my West Coast, you know, at heart. But I found the lyric. I kind of put them together to make a masterpiece, man.
Nice. Boom. What can we expect from you in the future?
I got a surprise coming up next
tell
month.
Tell us. What is it?
I can't tell
what's
you.
What's the tea?
Live
exclusive.
I can tell you that this is part of it. Let's say that this song that we just listened to, the remix is part of that.
It's a movie.
It's going to be a nice surprise.
It's going to be a movie.
Somebody else getting jumping on the track?
No, we ain't going to do that. I ain't going to wear it out. Right. I'm not going to wear it out.
Somebody else jumping on the track. Is it going to be Snoop? Because he said that's who he wants to collaborate with. So I'm thinking that this is going to be an addition and Snoop going to be on it. They're going to be smoking blunts and kicking it.
Boom. So Game Point, available everywhere. iTunes, yes,
Apple Music.
Where can everyone follow
physical you? Physical stores. You can go to Best Buy. Wherever. You can buy it everywhere.
Christmas presents.
Yep. Okay. You can follow me at I Am Coach. That's I Am. And then K-O-A-C-H. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's it.
Boom. So I think I'm just going to get you his CD and a bag of weed for Christmas. It's legal, Mom. It's legal in LA. Thank you for joining us, BHL Reality Check. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Boom. Everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Smoking my blunt, listening to Game Point.
Yeah. And everyone can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.